Jimmy, how are you?
I am good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing very well. Well, I know Jimmy. He lives out in my neck of the woods out in Williamston, although I don't see much, Jimmy, because you're on the road quite a bit, aren't you?
Yes. This time of the year, October specifically, we are just slammed. You know, there's so much going on in the outdoor world right now, and so we're covering the state, trying to get stories from deer hunting and fishing and grouse hunting and you name it, and then I also try to squeeze in some time for myself to do a little bit of chasing some critters around. So I just got back from 3 days in northern Michigan, and then I was in the UP for 4 or 5 days last week, and so yeah, busy time of the year.
All right, let's talk about Michigan Out of Doors. Tell us what it is, how long it's been around, and what's involved.
Well, Michigan Out of Doors television really had its roots all the way back to the early 50s with Mort Neff. And Mort was the guy who really kind of was the pioneer of outdoor television. And he started the show back then, and it was called Michigan Outdoors. From there, it went to Jerry Gepeta, and then Fred Trost had Michigan Outdoors for over 20-some years. And then he ran into a little legal difficulty in the late 80s, early 90s, lost the show. And at that point, the Michigan United Conservation Clubs, or MUCC, bought the show and then restarted it, calling it Michigan Out of Doors, because they have a magazine called Michigan Out of Doors. And they started the show back up in 1993. And in 2008, right at the end of 2008, I actually entered into a relationship with MUCC and am purchasing the television show from them, so it'll be back to being privately owned here now. And so, yeah, it's been on the air for a long time. It's primarily a hunting and fishing show, but we really kind of it's never really been about the host, necessarily. It's really about the state of Michigan and the sportsmen and women of our great state. And so we have a good time telling their story. We're on 52 weeks out of the year, and we're just and we stay just inside our borders. So that's kind of a unique thing about our show compared to some other outdoor shows that are based here in Michigan that travel around the country and around the world. We stay just here in Michigan, and we do 52 shows a year, which is definitely the oddball. Most outdoor programs either do 13 episodes or 26, and so we're constantly on the road and turning stuff around as quick as we can.
Well, let's before we talk about hunting season and what's in season right now, I want to talk about, and I want you to, you know, quietly tell me this. Now, talk about some secrets around the state of Michigan where people can hunt and fish that a lot of people don't know about.
Secret spots. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing with 700,000 deer hunters. There are very few secret spots left, but one area in the state, as far as when it comes to deer hunting, it's really been kind of a neat deal, and people are really kind of watching it, is the Leelanau Peninsula, and that's kind of the northwest part of the lower peninsula. If you look at that county over the past few years, and you look at book bucks, or bucks that were big enough to make the commemorative bucks of Michigan minimum standards to be, you know, what most people consider a trophy buck, that county is way, way up from any of the other counties around it, and that is primarily because they have been practicing a version of quality deer management up there, where they basically shoot a good amount of the does that are there. They let the year and a half older, the younger bucks live, and then they try to harvest older deer. And because of that, and there's a lot of people that didn't want to do that, and it's kind of a controversial topic when you talk about QDM, but it is working up there. And because they're a peninsula and a small area of land, they're really seeing some great deer being pulled out of the Leelanau Peninsula. And so a lot of the DNR folks are looking at that saying, okay, well, if they're having this kind of success in this peninsula, would the same results hold true if we did it for the whole lower peninsula? So it's kind of an interesting thing. So that's, I don't know if it's a secret spot, but it's one area in northern Michigan anyways where there's a lot of big deer coming out of there, and it's because of the way they're managing the deer up there.
Well, I was with several kids last night as me and a fellow coach took some kids to a basketball camp, so we're dropping off kids all around Williamston. And I tell you what, the deer are out, and I saw a 6-pointer and a 4-pointer last night. And I know those are young deer, but they're out already.
Yeah, and it's, you know, that's the thing. Southern Michigan down here, you know, from really probably, the Alma, the Clare area, and down south from there, there's just a ton of deer, and we're seeing a lot of big bucks already being taken, I've talked to guys that, you know, they're already seeing bucks kind of chasing does, and, you know, I think deer aren't too different than humans. You know, the guys are always ready for a date, and it's usually when the ladies are ready when things start to really happen. So,
well, we're in bow season, and firearm deer season, I believe, is November 15th. How's it going with bow season so far?
From what we have seen, now not necessarily with our cameras, we had cameras rolling with me and with Jenny, our co-host on the show. We also had a few other cameras out the first week or so of the season, and did harvest a couple of deer on camera, mostly does, and had a few nice bucks that one of our folks that we were hunting with, they passed them up, and we're waiting for something a little bit bigger. But from what we're hearing, anyways, is that people are seeing a lot of deer, and they're seeing quite a few bucks in southern Michigan, and you know, which is pretty typical. You know, you if you're in a decent spot here in southern Michigan, you can see 15 to 30 deer in a sit. You know, that's not uncommon. That's definitely not common in northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, but. But for down here, you know, this is where the bulk of the deer herd is at now, and if you get out there in the woods, you're gonna see a fair amount of deer.
And Jimmy, before we let you go, what else is in season right now?
Well, pretty much right now, everything is open. Duck season is open. Goose season is open in most parts of the state again. Small game season is open, which would mean ruffed grouse, woodcock, squirrel, rabbit. We also, the fishing right now is really good. The salmon, you know, are staging and running up the rivers, and so there's good fishing to be had. This time of the year is just a magical time in Michigan because there is so much opportunity. And, you know, if it's been a while since you've been out chasing a bird dog or a rabbit dog, or it's been a while since you've been in the deer stand, this is the time of the year with the leaves changing and everything. This is by far the best time to live in the state of Michigan.
All right, Jimmy, if people want more information about Michigan Out of Doors TV, how do they get that?
Well, you can always check out our website at MichiganOutofDoorsTV.com, and we have full episodes of the show on there every week, so you can kind of see what we're doing. We've got kind of update some of our blogs and stuff so you can see where we're at and what we're doing. You can always drop us a line at our emails that are on there. So,
all right, Jimmy, thanks so much for your time. We'll stay in touch.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a great one.